Yeah, let's get to that a little bit. I was put in the middle of a situation with a friend of mine, Demo, and the situation going on at the Big Sequoia.
Who's Demo? Who's Demo for all those people who don't know?
Donatus Monty Unis, a free agent that had played with the Rockets, and you've been living under a rock in Houston if you don't know who Demo is. You know, some people don't like it when I talk about Wisconsin and the Badgers and everything else, and we've said we keep it real, and we know who everybody wants to win in Houston, but part of being a national show on a local level is we try and keep it real with honesty and also our loyalties. And I have a background with the Rockets. Demo is a great dude, and we keep in contact all the time. And he signed an offer sheet with the Nets last week, only to have it matched by the Rockets, only to have Demo and his agent, B.J. Armstrong, decide they weren't going to show up because there was incentives and clauses that were easily attainable if he had stayed with the Nets that he was going to lose out on if he went to the Rockets in the value of about $6 million. So after his mini holdout and his refusal to go to take the physical, they got together and both sides agreed on a new deal, and all Demo had to do was pass the physical. Demo took that physical, assumed that there were no problems because he had passed his physical with the Nets, showed up at the Toyota Center on Saturday night in front of the Rockets-Mavs game, and was going to work out when he was informed that he can't work out because he did not pass the physical. He then went home and started texting with me, and we talked about the fact that, you know, he wanted the word out there that this wasn't right. It wasn't a good deal. It wasn't the right situation, that he doesn't want the wrong word getting out. He said it wasn't a medical issue. He said that the team has the ability to do things. He was not happy. He was hurt. And we go back to the fact that this was a guy who was told he wasn't going to be traded at the trade deadline last year, according to him, then traded, which broke his heart because he loved Houston and he loved the fans and he loved being here. Only to have the Pistons fail him in his physical so that the Rockets had to take him back, a la Matt Bullard and Robert Horry back in the day when they were traded for Sean Elliott and then had to come back. That was enough for him to say, look, I'll finish out the season, but I'm probably looking for a fresh start somewhere else. But because he was a restricted free agent and the Rockets controlled his rights, he had to get the right situation with the right team, and then it was either going to have to be a deal that had to be worked out and reached with the Rockets, or the Rockets could match, and he just had to nut up and realize that, hey, at the end of the day, it's a business.
Yes.
I'm going to get my money, and I got to show up and play. So essentially, that's what he was ready to do. He was ready to show up and play. He took his physical. He was ready to work out and get right to work as quick as possible so he could help his team. And it didn't work out. So we as a station actually went to the Rockets to ask if they had a response to Demo's tweets, which, by the way, he liked, retweeted, and verified on Twitter that he was tagged in, that he agreed 100% with everything I put out there. So it wasn't like I was trying to be Mark Berman or anything. He just wanted the word out there about what was going on because there were so many questions. In that being said, the Rockets released a statement to ESPN later that night, ESPN National. They declined comment with us locally and basically just said, look, you know, we still are looking into the physical and, you know, and seeing, you know, what can be done. They're still at a stalemate. I talked to him today.
It sounds like the Rockets are over trying to do cleanup duty and not really on a stalemate. I mean, here's my only question I have is, Demo got the offer from the Nets.
Correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rockets had 48 hours to match that offer.
It's like 3 days.
Match that offer. Mm-hmm. Well, why is it that if I match the offer, it just has to be the number and not all the language? Because
it's an interesting question because of the fact that both sides had issues with the way it was written. If he was to come back to the Rockets, it was perfect for him if he stayed with the Nets because he would have gotten a lot of playing time on a bad team. And there were $6 million in incentives that he would have easily attained with the Nets that he was worried about with the Rockets.
So here's the thing. If you don't have that involved in it, you know, you did not match my deal. So if you didn't match my deal, I'm going to go over here with the Nets. I mean, to me, it's the Rockets have literally opened themselves up for a lawsuit, because had it been anybody else, the lawsuit's already been filed. I promise you, they're trying to keep it quiet.
I guarantee the Players Association is involved.
Yeah, because they're trying to squash this situation. Because once the PA gets involved, money's going to change hands regardless. Demo's going to get his cash because you just screwed this man's life over your ego, over your pride, and saying he wouldn't come back because he didn't like this. No, you didn't match this offer the way it was supposed to be matched.
Now, the other interesting part of this is both sides had issue with the offer sheet because of the fact that Demo wanted the $6 million that he was going to be losing in incentives or possibly losing. The Rockets wanted the ability to have flexibility with his contract, which meant instead of in the contract, depending on what you read, the report came out that in the contract, if he was still on the Rockets roster this year after March 1st, then the second year of the contract was guaranteed. And you know that they are very cap flexible and cap friendly to where they don't want to be bogged down if they don't have to be. So they didn't like that. So, they also didn't like the fact that once the deal was signed and consummated and done and the physical was over, that it was a 2-year guarantee and there was no trade where the league rules state you can't trade them for a year upon the completion of that deal. They wanted an out before this year's trade deadline should, as we all know, you know, as much as he says publicly, players are more like assets these days.
Yeah,
in the big Sequoia.
But right now, that to me is Daryl Morey and what's the owner's name?
Les Alexander.
They're a bunch of freaking idiots. Not just idiots, but they're like literally. This is the worst thing. I've been around this league for a while. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. This is the worst business. This is bad. This is bad. This is bad business. It's bad etiquette. It's bad. It's bad for everything in the game to literally, like, you can't do this to people. You cannot
well,
say.
Well, it sets a dangerous precedent for players that are going to look at Houston.
They're not coming here anymore.
You look at their track record previously. You look at the fact that in a lot of people's mind, as much as there's a lot of denial, that they look at players as assets. Chandler Parsons was a big one that was talking all the time about the fact that, you know, they're looked at a certain way and it's more like assets. He would actually sit there and basically point out to Dwight Howard and others,
unless the Rockets start offering $10 million more than other places, nobody will come here anymore. Why would you come here?
It's a pretty bold statement.
Why would you come here if you know they're going to?
Well, there's no state tax.
They don't hate the stars like that. James Harden, and like, I mean, they're going to
James Harden, no state tax. They're playing out of their mind right now. So I mean, there are in Houston. So there's a lot of warm weather. There's a lot of things why you would come here. But I understand what you're saying. They're going to look long and hard. And look, agents are going to talk amongst agents. Players are going to talk amongst players, as we were talking about. The word's going to get out. And I give you Exhibit A being the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Pat Riley was always a player's guy, right? He was going to go above and beyond to take care of his players. He took care of LeBron when he was in Miami. But the first time that he realized LeBron was going elsewhere, he started selling him down the road. The whole Phil Jackson story gets out with the posse comment only because Pat Riley was publicizing how LeBron wanted he and his guys to be able to stay overnight in Cleveland after the Heat played there instead of flying back on the team charter. That was a point of contention. Then the whole Dwayne Wade thing where he said time and time again, Dwayne Wade is a Heat member that's going to be a member of the Heat for the rest of his life. And then he lets Dwayne Wade get away. He now has a totally different perception, both publicly with the fans of the Heat, but more importantly, with free agents, players, and agents looking at the Miami Heat because of the fact that they don't know that they can trust him and trust his word that if you are brought into the Heat, you're going to stay there. So it's a dangerous precedent that's set in that situation, and that's the Exhibit A that I give you when you start being concerned about the future, to your point, about guys coming to Houston.
I would never – and as much as I love this city, mm-hmm. as much as I love the weather, love the tax-free environment, love
– Oh, you asked me why would they consider
But I'm going to tell you why they won't consider it is – if I got to look over my shoulder every day at this crook that owns the team, at this crook that's the general manager, at this guy this who manipulates people at all times, I don't want to play for that. If I got to sit there and know that you say you're going to match an offer that I get from another team, in good faith, you say, this is what we're going to do. I've already passed my physical here.
I'm
passed my physical in Brooklyn. And you know I'm going to pass the physical here. If I would agree to everything you wanted in the first place, how much you want to bet I would have passed that physical? But all of a sudden now, because I want you to give me the exact deal that was promised to me somewhere else, if you're not going to give it to me, let me go somewhere else.
I think that's the key, because the key is I don't think Demo wants to be here. I think the key is Demo has already said, you know.
And not to cut you off, but I'm cutting you off.
It ruins my flow, but go ahead. Yeah.
but that's exactly what it's like. The Rockets did this just to screw with him from just the jump, even from saying we're going to max the offer. They did it just to screw with him. From the time they decided, they said, "Oh, you know what? Let's max the offer, because he can't go to New Jersey until he gives us the opportunity. He has to come here. He has to do this. But guess what? We're gonna fail his physical. We're gonna fail his physical, and we're gonna make him apologize. We're gonna make him be Charles Barkley when Charles Barkley called him. We're gonna make him apologize to us, and basically we're gonna make him." Apologize in a different way, and they did, and they hurt his pocket.
It's just like playground stuff to me. It's very childish on both sides. The thing that I'll say this is, at the end of the day, both sides had issue with the language.
So don't say you're gonna match my deal if it's not the language.
So there's a lot to be worked out here. Evidently, the sides are still talking, but I know that Demo is hurt. Demo wants this all to be done, but he's also a little bit worried now based on the fact that the word got out and what he put out there. He's worried that, you know, you could be labeled as damaged goods. If you're labeled as damaged goods, any team taking a shot at you, you're going to get a one-year deal instead of a long-term deal. You're going to get an extensive physical, and you're going to have to really prove yourself all over again. That's a tough deal, even if you're a young guy like Demo, because of his health concerns. So it's out there. If you want to talk about it, give us a call. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.